Chapter 4. My progress was rapid. 2 years passed, during which I paid no visit to Geneva, but was engaged in the pursuit of some discoveries. I made discoveries in the improvement of some chemical instruments. Afterwards, I thought of returning to my friends and my native town, when an incident happened that protracted my stay. Whence, I often asked myself, did life proceed? To examine the causes of life, we must first have recourse to death. I became acquainted with the science of anatomy, and examined the cause and progress of decay in the dead. I saw how the worm inherited the wonders of the eye and brain. The change from life to death, and death to life, absorbed me, then, from the midst of darkness, a light broke in upon me, so simple, a reversal of values. Change the positive to negative, and the negative to positive. Oi! I succeeded in discovering the cause of generation and life. Nay, more. I became capable of bestowing animation upon lifeless matter. When I found so astonishing a power placed within my hands, I hesitated a long time concerning the manner in which I should employ it. It was with these feelings that I began the creation of a human being. As the minuteness of the parts formed a great hindrance to my speed, I resolved, contrary to my first intention, to make the being of a gigantic stature, 8 feet in height, and proportionably large. Yes, my friend, he does have an enormous Schwanzstucker. A new species would bless me as its creator. Many happy and excellent natures would owe their being to me. No father could claim the gratitude of his child so completely as I should deserve theirs. Pursuing these reflections, I thought that, if I could bestow animation upon lifeless matter, I might, in process of time, renew life where death had devoted the body to corruption. But, my friend, reanimation is another story, isn't it? The dissecting room and the slaughterhouse furnished many of my materials. I brought my work near to a conclusion. The leaves of that year withered before my work drew near to a close. Every day showed me more plainly how well I had succeeded. My labors would soon end, and I believed that exercise and amusement would then drive away incipient disease. I promised myself both of these when my creation should be complete.